Watch, Migrants Flood Over the Border into Texas Days Before End of Title 42. By Neil Munro on May 5, 2023. Reporters, activists, and politicians are showing the flood of economic migrants now crossing Americans' unenforced border in search of American jobs and housing. The flood is rising days before President Joe Biden lifts the Title 42 border barrier on May 11. More than 2 years after Biden's deputies began welcoming migrants to the United States in January 2021. Many of the economic migrants are being released into the United States without clear identification and without the ability to stay off welfare. Other migrants are trying to sneak past the government registration process. So far, Biden has admitted roughly 6 million migrants via legal, illegal, and quasi-legal doorways at the border. The population adds up to 3 migrants for every 4 American births. This government-aided rush of foreign workers, renters, and consumers has reduced wages for millions of Americans, spiked rents, nudged up retail prices, and created more of the chaotic diversity that makes it difficult for Americans to manage their society. Since February, Biden's deputies claim they have reduced the arrival of Venezuelan migrants at the border by flying thousands of them directly to cities in the United States. But the many Venezuelans who were not allowed to fly into the United States are now being allowed to walk into the United States. Many are asking for asylum even though they left homes and jobs in democracies, such as Colombia, Brazil, and Chile, to seek better jobs in the United States. Many more migrants are taking the U.S. government's taxpayer-funded trail from Africa, India, and China. However, Biden's Cuban-born, pro-migration chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, is telling Americans that the border is under control. He rejects any criticism of his deadly, elite-backed wealth-shifting policies. "We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes," he told ABC News on January 1. He is also using taxpayer-funded nonprofits to quickly bus and fly the economic migrants away from the border and towards jobs and homes in U.S. cities and towns. GOP Representative Tony Gonzalez represents a border district in Texas. He wants the federal government to regain control of the border, partly because he also wants Congress to pass laws allowing companies to import cheap foreign workers via legal channels. Even the establishment media has begun covering the migration. But it portrays the crisis as a traffic jam for the migrants, not as a border breakdown for Americans. Many more migrants are heading north from South America via jungle tracks, roads, and bus routes funded by Mayorkas with taxpayers' dollars. Meanwhile, the growing population of desperate and low-wage migrants is shoving many Americans out of the economy and into drug addiction and homelessness. Pro-migration progressive governments respond to the economic damage by supporting drug addiction for Americans instead of excluding migrants and drug cartels. Unsurprisingly, foreign governments display the damage around the world.